This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials said 11 people died and more than 4,000 were wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded, an operation the militant group Hezbollah is blaming on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah had suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. Portugal is fighting dozens of forest blazes ravaging the country. Three Portuguese firefighters died on Tuesday, bringing the death toll from the latest wildfires to seven people since Saturday, authorities said. Portugal faces over 50 active wildfires on its mainland and has mobilized around 5,300 firefighters, as well as calling for help from the European Union.
This is a build-up, of course, of many situations, very parameters that combine together and create a cocktail of dangerous conditions.
National meteorologist Jorge Ponte said Portugal